Unlimited Accessible Marketing Guide, Audio Version, Part 2. Websites, Print and Text, and Accessible Formats. Some basic things to consider when checking whether your website is accessible are: make sure you have alt text for images and captions for videos. Many screen readers do not read italic formatting, so avoid this. Can you navigate your website through the keyboard only? Can you see where you are on the screen just by navigating your keyboard? Is the font size above 12 as standard, and can people easily enlarge? Consider incorporating a font enlargement ability. Is text still readable using larger font sizes? If you change the display color to grayscale, can you still read everything? Choose a page and check whether it looks the same using a range of web browsers. Try a voice browser or a text browser. Free options are available online. How can we go about making our websites accessible? If you are creating a new website or developing an existing one, build access into your web design brief from the start. Check out the World Wide Web Consortium's, or WC3, Web Accessibility Initiative, WAI, and their A, AA, or AAA rating, and see how good or bad your existing website is with their evaluation tools. Conduct research. Interview people to better understand what their abilities are, how they are using the interface, and how something may exclude or include them, and a sense of their barriers when they interact with technology. Make sure you review your designs with experts, as well as peer reviewing designs, and people outside of the project for an unbiased perspective. Once you've gathered research, you can use this to create an idea of potential users, including these accessibility needs. Then you can start adding solutions with web developers when you know who you are designing for. Consider how best to incorporate design principles over touch, sight and movement content, structure, color, typography, and navigational design. Hyperlinks. Avoid using click here. Instead, describe where the link is taking someone, e.g. hyperlink the phrase, more details on our next show. Make sure there is space between the menu titles and other links. Uploading documents to your website. Include both Word documents and PDFs as downloads, because some screen readers cannot scan PDFs. Give the file sensible, readable names like Application FAQ instead of APPL 1122B, as this helps blind or visually impaired people using a screen reader. Plain text documents are simple and don't contain any images, rich text formatting, or embedded links. Depending on how you design your documents, this may not be necessary. While these documents don't include any fancy design elements, many people who use screen readers prefer them. It's still good to do all the headings in one size and all the body text in another. If these are styled right, it helps screen readers and text-to-speech to break up the content so it's a bit more listenable, because many of them can recognize what's a title, section header, and or body text. Printed materials. Printed marketing communications can be attractive and accessible. Keep your designs clear, simple, and clutter-free. Imagery. Illustrate your commitment to equality with images that include disabled people and show off your access provisions. Do not put text over images, as it makes it hard to read, and screen readers cannot read it. Text size and formatting. 12-point font is the minimum standard, with 14-point being advisable. This includes image captions and logo credits. It is not just visually impaired people who benefit from this. Many people struggle with excessively small type. Avoid italics and use bold instead. Italics are not accessible for people with visual impairments or dyslexia. Almost 2 million people in the UK live with sight loss. 10% of the population have dyslexia. Try not to use serif or handwritten fonts or capitals for long, continuous blocks of text. They are hard to read. Avoid block capitals or using all lowercase in continuous blocks of text for the same reason. Left align text without justification and avoid using lots of columns. Color contrasts. Contrasts between colored backgrounds and overlaid text should be at least 25%. This means no pale colors on a pale background. Using a single color background rather than a multicolor or patterned background can be helpful. Think too about impaired color vision or color blindness and the colors that are most often confused. For example, red and pink with green. For more on this, please refer to the resources at the end of this document. Adobe software has built-in features which can simulate colorblindness so designers can proof artwork from the perspectives of different types of colorblindness and check the accessibility of a color palette. Paper. Use matte paper as gloss finish is often too reflective. Low paperweights show text from the reverse and can be too flimsy to hold. Complex folds in leaflets can obscure text and images, but also complicated folds in leaflets can make it hard to open or unfold and fiddly to put back together, like the concertina fold of a printed map. Size matters. If the piece of print is too big, then it's hard to unravel, too small and you won't be able to fit a large enough font size. Accessible formats, large print. The default for large print is 18 point, with 16 point as the minimum. 24 point is sometimes known as giant print. Avoid fancy fonts, italics, and large blocks highlighted or in capital letters. Audio recordings. You can create audio versions of your marketing materials, which can then be downloaded from or embedded in your website. Ensure each recording begins with a clear description of what it is you'll be covering in that recording. Break large documents into separate files for each chapter or section. Listen to an example of an audio recorded blog here, www.seasonforchange.org.uk/meet-the-team. Provide a transcript with your audio description, ideally not a PDF, but in text or a Word document download. You can use online software to auto-generate transcripts of audio files, although they may need some editing afterwards to check for typos. Braille. Many blind and visually impaired people are now using sound-based formats in preference to Braille. Fewer than 1% of the 2 million visually impaired people in the UK are users of Braille. Organisations should work with their local populations of blind and visually impaired people to determine which formats best suit their needs. Braille is designed to be read by fingers rather than eyes. It's a code based on 6 dots arranged in 2 columns of 3 dots. There are 2 grades of Braille. Uncontracted, previously known as Grade 1. A letter-for-letter translation from print includes the alphabet, numbers, and punctuation marks. Contracted, previously known as Grade 2. A condensed version reducing the size of Braille documents by about 25%, generally increases reading speed. You can buy the kit and produce Braille in-house, or you can use an agency to help you. Search for text-to-Braille translation. Easy read guides. For more permanent pieces of print, such as a map of your venue or a guide to a permanent collection, you could create an easy read guide. Easy read information is designed for learning disabled people who like clearly written words with pictures to help them understand. You can use a specialist agency to create an easy read guide, or you can create your own using templates and guidance available online. Easy read guides assume some level of reading, so you could also supply other accessible information formats like audio or video.